forward in a very effective way, not from the White House. I think we're posturing ourselves going into next week very well. There's extensive discussion and now amongst in the press and beginning to build and in the committee about using leaks for personal advantage and so forth, but none of it tied to the White House. Then there's speculation beginning to build as to what the motive is. Is it Dean? Is it the committee? And what the motive is. I firmly believe, and I will stand up and be as strong on this as anyone else, I firmly believe, though, and I still hold this view, if we move in a way that we will be detected, it is going to go to Dean's advantage. That's my personal view. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Al?
Well, how about a move backwards? How about, frankly, getting the shot so that a few people step up
You take gold.
Don't you think so?
Thanks, Strong.
gave the money, $40 million, to LaRue without coming.
Thank you.
cooperation with the Congress, bridging off your speech in Illinois, that your actions are now proceeding that way.
Of course, sir.
We don't take any comfort from that.
No.
But it's a hell of a good time to have them.
Speaking of the Congress, I have one small thing to make for them. I gave it to Bob Holton, but Timmons has never got the word. Fulbright is never be invited to anything at the White House again. Ever, ever, ever. Now, we gave him the only seat at the Soviet Embassy last time. He pissed all over him. Vicious in talking to Julie. He was impossible. Fulbright has never, never, never been with us. Now, I am not going to have him again. Now, this is clear. Now, tell Bill Timmons, if I ever see him in that White House again, I'll fire the whole staff. I will. I'll fire the whole staff out there.
I had to sit next to him last night.
Terrible, wasn't he?
Well, he...
I know. And the thing was that poor old Brezhnev, they thought that he was, for our city. He's an ally or something. And he was toasting all the time. So God darn man, I had never raised a glass with myself. Boy, he's a simpering jackass. And she said, the other one, said, I shook her dick. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm not going to have it anymore. We're not going to have our enemy in the White House.
Yeah, I could agree more.
I told Henry, Mark, I said, Henry, if you ever go to that War Relations Committee event, I said, I'm going to really raise hell. I won't. He always said this, but he went up there again.
He was up there.
On Campbell, and what happened? He went and started playing the summit. They were interested in the summit. And they went on Campbell. And then last night, when he saw Fulbright, Henry sort of gently took him because, you know, I was rather surprised that you spent a little time in Cambodia and I was talking about the summit. Brezhnev said, well, we got all that from Brezhnev. He said, now we want to get, we want to hear from the rep, we wanted to hear from the representative of President Chu. Now, if I'd been Henry, I'd have hit him. Now, we're not going to have that anymore. I mean, he is going to be treated like a slime he is.
Okay, you know, in a nice way to dinner about Kennedy and Johnson and
yep.
All of that period. And I asked him flat out on Cambodia, I said, Senator, you know, you're talking politely, but I said, Senator, did you ever consider the impact that you could have on our foreign policy in a positive way? If you did not move in a detrimental way on the campus. But he is.
They got this call at Albert's and said he was out of personal business this morning. You know what that means. Now, we may not. He's got a terrible alcohol problem. Terrible. He's probably not going to be in for a while.
Another thing is. Did very well yesterday. Was an awful lot of play on you personally with President.
That signing ceremony was the greatest thing going. Before the country's talking about
your quipping, that's right, your sense of humor.
President getting up signing up.
That's right.
It played every bit. It was all over TV. It was all over the news.
People talking about it. Oh yes, sir.
Because
you looked over at him and looked over at him again. It was a great piece of film.
It really was.
And it played on every network.
Henry said this morning, we're in now. He's got to work in on 30 bucks. But the Chinese, you know, sir, it would be a massive problem with the Chinese. That's, if there's one adjective Henry would kiss him, he'd call it a massive. So what are the Chinese going to do? What in the hell are they going to do? Will you tell me?
That's how he finds it.
And with our allies, aren't they? Today. It can cause problems out there, you know. So it does. Are they going to crumble? Are the Japanese and the Chinese, who are they going to go to? Are they going to go to Luxembourg?
Exactly.
Hell. Yeah. I don't mean we should stick them. But this thing is terribly drawn.
It's been an open success in Street Fighter, I tell you. There's no reason to be self-conscious about it. It's just been.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say, though, I want to be sure that there is a plan to knock his brains off. Other than just relying on little old Thompson to cross his hand.
No, that's not enough.
You know what I mean? You've got to have people slapping up there.
I'm going to have a meeting, as a matter of fact, on this morning. Because I already talked to him about it. We're going to get the real cut guy.
Okay. Could you get Buchanan in that too?
Buchanan?
Yeah.
Buchanan and Bizarre.
Bizarre.
And he's got a number of ideas.
Bizarre's got good ideas and so forth. Could you
czar to move, giving facts to the Congress, giving, that's how the
czar
thing
moves. Czar moves.
In other words,
this was because it came out of non-attributable sources.
That's right.
In two areas, A, on the money, and B, most important, on those notes.
If we would have, Mr. President, we have to keep this in mind. Next week, and I say that, I suppose, at the risk of thinking that I don't like to attack, I do. But if we would have moved,
I don't want to attack.
If we would have moved that 4,000 out of here in any way whatsoever, if we would have moved those White House notes out of here in any way whatsoever, Dean would be 50% ahead today, wouldn't he? Now? Because they're trying to pin that on us, and they can't. And if we would have gone through our normal mechanisms, we would have given them the...
What does Dean say?
Dean's not saying much of anything. He's wallowing over there behind his door. Dean is really quiet, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he has any more to say. He's scared to death now. See, that's the impact that this has, too.
Now, one thing you're talking about, sorry, about, they've got to get out of the leak story. The fact that there's an investigation going on, that there was more money than 4,000. Now, the reason for that is that somebody's got to ask that question. If they ask that question, and Dean thinks that we aren't investigating it, Dean will say no. But if you ask that question, and he thinks we are investigating it, and he has skimmed some, you'll be afraid of perjury. See? But the story must be out, and it must be written. In a place you will see it. I mean, it can even be in the Falls Church Journal rather than the AD. But Dean must see that story. Or get it to him orally. Some way that must be leaked around, you know. That there's a barrier that appears now that they're put out a story that's just $60,000-$70,000 missing. Well, you understand what I mean.
That's right, Jack.
It's just the kind of thing. Now, bizarre to see the point. They leak something out that they're looking for. That there's approximately $80,000 of money is missing, and that they're looking at the question is how much of a Dean got. Apparently, what happened to 4,000 was the Czar's plan. He instructed the court down constantly what to do. And Thompson just drew the question in the middle of another series of questions, and hit him. It took Dean apart, and Dean had to admit it because he thought Thompson knew something. Now that's what this tactic is to.
Sure.
It will scare him to death. I'm sure he stole the motor. His ring, according to the czar, cost $4,800.
His what?
His wedding cost between, he said, $3,800 and $4,200. The trip that he sent his wife on to Arizona cost $3,500. And he sent her a trip to Europe, which couldn't cost less than $3,000-$4,000. Now then, you know, this fellow has been 11 mile hog, has hung. He's going to have all sorts of crap. He'll probably be in trouble with the Supreme Court because I made some very accurate comments about some of the court members while I praised the right guys. I said that some of them are jerks.
That doesn't matter.
Gray wasn't too kind of him. I won't hurt him. But he presented himself in a dumb way.
I'm sorry, I was so pleased to see that story this morning.
Which one?
On the Bittman thing, on the March 21st, because it carried it all, it just went through.
What is it?
It's quoted, really.
Yes.
It said when the president heard that, he said it can't be done, it's wrong, it would come out anyway, this must not happen, it just didn't the whole story.
Did it go on to say, now, does that have Mitchell in it?
Yeah, it had all that, yes, sir. And it had, then on the 23rd, you constantly asked him, was anyone in the White House involved? And that had the note, there's not one scintilla.
That was
in the story, too. And then it repeated it again and again, probed him and pressed him. Was anyone in the White House involved? So, no, it was a beautiful presentation. And the headline was, President opposed money for the defendants or something. And it was a good solid thing.
But it did say that I said we could raise them into dollars. We got to admit that. That was true. I said that.
Yeah.
What Dean is charged with that.
But it's in context. I don't even read if it says that.
But that's the charge. That's how all this came about. Because then I asked the question, how much would it cost to report? That's how I said it wouldn't work. I said, well, you know, we might be wrong.
Well, the way it comes out is it says, you could raise $1 million, but it won't work. It's wrong. Isn't that the way it's together?
Well, that's all right. Good. And we got it out at Hall and hit
see what the argument's about. What?
We've got to be alert to Dean. I agree with what the president says. And you see, that's why Eichelon's a damage. But
we've got to
be alert to Dean. I agree with what the president says. The headlines are damaged.
Are right.
But
yes, sir. Some favorable editorials in the New York.
Yeah.
nice way to be like
that. But he is. Yeah,
I wish I'd known that. But him and he and Johnson were there. My husband and he went to him and
yeah.
All of that period.
Okay.
There. And I asked him flat out on Camp Jody. I said, nice way to
dinner about him and he and Johnson and
yeah.
Senator, you know, they're reporting the lightning. But I said, Senator, did you ever all of that period?
And I asked him flat out, the young Cambodian said, the Senator, you know, the important impact that you could have on our foreign policy in a positive way if you did not move politely. But I said, Senator, did you ever consider the impact that you in a detrimental way on the Cambodian?
It was great.
Piece of film.
Apparently, what happened to $4,000 was the question of how much of it.
carried at all. It just went through.
What is it?
It's quoted.
On the Bittman thing.
On the... Really?
Yes.
The president, when the president heard that Marx it carried at all. It just went through.
What is it?
It's wrong. It would come out anyway. This must not happen. Quoted. Really?
Yes.
The president just did the whole story.
Did go on to say now.
The president heard that he said that it can't. Yeah, John. It's wrong. It would come out anyway. Yes, sir. And it happened. Then on the 20th, this must not happen. It just did. Are you constantly asking, was anyone in the White House the whole story?
Did it go on to say now?
Yeah, it had all had the no concern. Once until that was in it had. Then on the 10th, that was in 23rd. You constantly asking, was anyone in the White House involved? And that had the no, there's not one until
that was
in the story too. And then it repeated this again, story two. And then it repeated this and again probed and pressed it. Was anyone in the White House involved? And again probed and pressed it. Was anyone in the White House? So no, it was a beautiful presentation. It was a beautiful presentation. And the headline was President Opposed. Money for the defendants or something. No, and it was a good solid thing.
But it did say that I said
or something. No, and it was a
good solid thing. But it did say that I said dollars. You can raise them in dollars. We got it.
Isn't that the way it's
good? That's all right. Good. And we got it out at all and we'll hit that.
Isn't that the way it's good? Yeah.